He wants you to understand that He will never leave you nor forsake you, that He's as close as the call of His name. He wants you to understand today that He loves you. He has an everlasting love, and He's drawn you today with His loving kindness, that He has a plan in your heart and a plan in your life, and He will not change His mind concerning you. Amen. I don't know where you've been. I don't know what you're going through. But God says to you today that you're not going through it alone. That you're not going through it alone. Amen. Sometimes we feel like we're out on an island. Sometimes we feel like we're by ourselves. Sometimes we feel like there's no one that cares. That we don't matter. But God says you matter. That you matter to me. Amen. You matter to Him. Amen. He loves you and has a plan. Amen? Amen? Praise God. So if you open your Bibles with me this morning, I'm going to build a little foundation where we're going to. Let's start in 2 Corinthians chapter 3. The Lord just placed this on my heart because it's so valuable and so important for us to get this, to live in victory. Amen? How many want to live in victory?
Amen?
Amen? God gives us in His Word ways that we can live in victory. So in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse number 3, the Apostle Paul says this. He says, "For as much as you are manifestly declared to be the epistle of Christ, ministered by us, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God, and not of tables of stone, but in fleshy tables of the heart." In other words, God's going to mark your heart. Amen? In Jeremiah 31, turn back with me to Jeremiah 31. So when I'm using the phrase inked in your heart, I'm not saying writing with a pen, okay? All right? So in Jeremiah 31, 33, the Word of God says, "But this shall be the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my law in their inward parts and write it in their hearts, and will be their God, and they shall be my people." Amen? You know, Jesus said, Paul said in Romans 10, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised Him from the dead, you shall be saved. It's talking about heart knowledge. And what we have so much is heady knowledge. Intellectual sin. This is where a lot of the religion and a lot of the traditions come from, by head knowledge. But God wants us to take the word that He gives us and let it make a 16-inch journey to our heart. And He wants to tattoo it on our heart. I don't have any tattoos, but if you got a tattoo, once you have a tattoo, you ain't getting rid of the tattoo. Or you ain't going to get rid of it without a scar. And as God tattoos His word on your heart, there's no way to get rid of it. It's there. The adversary can bother you here, but he can't get you here. Amen. So in other words, I can't be using this. I got to be using this. Are you with me? So turn with me to Ecclesiastes chapter 7, and then we're going to expound on this thought today. I'm going to begin to read in Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse number 19. The Word of God says, "Wisdom strengtheneth the wise more than 10 mighty men which are in the city. For there's not a just man upon the earth that doeth good and sinneth not. Also take no heed unto all words that are spoken, lest thou hear thy servant curse thee. For oftentimes also thine own heart knoweth that thou thyself likewise have cursed others. All this have I proved by wisdom. I said it will be wise, but it was far from me. That which is far off and exceeding deep, who can find it out? I applied mine heart to know and to search and to seek out wisdom and the reason of things, and to know the wickedness of folly, even of foolishness and madness." The title of this morning's message is Application Applied. And my thought is it's only by application. And God's inks in the word. He tattoos the word. We need to get it from here to here to be tattooed in our heart. So I'm going to use an acrostic today to bring a point across this point. The word ink, ink. I is for instruction. N, notice. And the K is for knowledge. Amen? So let's lift our word together and make a declaration here in the house today. You have your word? Lift it together. Say, I believe this is the written word of God. God wrote this word to me. I am what God's word says I am. I can have everything God says I can have. I can be who God says I can be. Today, I will hear God's word. My life will be changed. Speak to me, Lord, for I'm listening. My ears are open. My heart is attentive. Thank you, Jesus, for choosing me. In Jesus' name, amen. Father, we're so grateful for your word. We're grateful that you sent your word to accomplish what you sent it to do in the house today. So, Father, I pray, Father God, that you speak through this vessel today, Father God. May the word that comes forth, may it come forth with clarity. May it be understood. May the congregation that are gathered here today be edified, exhorted, and comforted by the preaching and teaching of your word. And then when all is said and done, you'll receive all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. You know, when you look at the word, first we're going to look at instruction. Instruction. Instruction is imparted knowledge. When knowledge is imparted, you know, the Apostle Paul says the Spirit gives a word of knowledge or a word of wisdom. And when God gives you instruction, listen, when God gives you instruction, how are you at following instructions? If it's imparted knowledge and it's a word from God to bring benefit to you, would it be better if we just followed instructions? Amen? Look with me in Proverbs chapter 23. Verse number 12. Oops. Roly-poly. Verse number 12 says, Apply thine heart unto instruction and thy ears to words of knowledge. In other words, again, our thought is inking in, tattooing in our heart. So we can't just be get it in our head. We got to let it travel to our hearts. The way that we travel and the word gets to our heart is we meditate upon the word. The psalmist David said, I meditated upon your word so I would not sin against you. Amen? Bear with me. I'm going somewhere. We'll get there together. Amen? Look with me in Proverbs chapter 12. That's okay. Proverbs 12. Are we there? We're going here together, so I'm not going to be busting through this thing today because God wants you to get it. Amen? Sometimes we get so excited we start preaching and raveling off and we leave people in the behind, and God doesn't want to leave anybody behind. Because God's going to do something in every heart and life that's in this room. Amen? Things are going to change. They'll never be the same. Amen? What are we talking about? We're talking about following instructions. Can I hear an amen? Hallelujah. Proverbs chapter 12, verse number 1 says, Whoso loveth instruction, loveth knowledge. But he that hateth reproof Our hate of correction is brutish or foolish. A good man obtaineth favor of the Lord, but a man of wicked devices will he condemn. A man shall not be established by wickedness, but the root of the righteous shall not be moved. Amen. Remember what the Apostle Paul said in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16 and 17. He said, all scripture is given by the inspiration of God, and it is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Amen. So in other words, the scripture is given to impart to us knowledge. So first off, he is saying, hey, follow instructions. When a word of prophecy or a word of wisdom comes forth, it's for our benefit. How many know that most of the times when God gives you a word of knowledge to do something, normally it's something that you're not doing and may be difficult for you to do? That's where faith kicks in. Faith without works is dead, being alone. In other words, when that word of knowledge comes in, he's telling me to step outside of the box. He's asking me to step out of the ordinary. How can I continue to be ordinary when I'm not ordinary? I'm a peculiar people. Amen? I'm not ordinary anymore. So God's not always moving in the ordinary. Everybody says, well, that isn't normal. Well, I'm a little abnormal. Amen? In a good way, I hope. Amen? Hey, if we're really going to believe God in his word, I don't know anyone that God asked in the word of God that was capable of doing what God asked them to do. Amen? And when God says something, gives you a word of knowledge, a word of wisdom, gives you some instructions, recognize it's not you that is doing it, but he's doing it through you. Amen? All we're doing is we're opening ourselves up to be a vessel to be used by God. Not abused by God, because God doesn't abuse people. Amen? God's not an abuser. Men abuse people, but God does not abuse you. God wants to work through you for his glory and for the kingdom. And he receives all the glory, honor, and praise. So when you get a word of instruction from the Lord and imparts a word of knowledge, just say, yes, sir, yes, Jesus, yes, 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 amen. How's that song go? Yes. Never mind. Yes. Never mind, I can't. She's got food in her mouth. We'll get her later. Hallelujah. Are you with me? I wasn't. Secondly, the end is for notice. Notice. To notice is to have understanding. Notice means to perceive or to understand. Now, when a word of knowledge is imparted to you and you don't understand, ask for understanding. Ask for understanding. In other words, if you don't understand, ask. Ask him to give you understanding. Look with me in Proverbs chapter 2. Proverbs 2. Verse number 1. He said, my son, if thou wilt receive my words and hide my commandments with thee, so that thou incline thy ear unto wisdom and apply thy heart to understanding, yea, if thou criest after knowledge and lifteth up thy voice for understanding, if thou seekest her as silver and searchest her for hid treasures, then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord giveth wisdom, out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. He layeth up sound wisdom for the righteous. He is a buckler to them that walk uprightly. He keepeth the paths of the judgment and preserveth the way of his saints. Then shalt thou understand righteousness and judgment and equity, yea, every good path. In other words, if the steps of a good man have been ordered by the Lord and he finds delight in his way, amen, we're looking when a word of instructions come, say, now, Lord, give me understanding. Show it to me. I thought it was interesting that Jesus, and when Jesus was getting ready to go to the cross in Luke 24.
Good morning.
Hey, sugar. I mean, you're not sugar, it's he. My young man. Boy, the boy come back and hit me in the kick me in the knee later for saying that. Hallelujah. Where was I? Jesus, when in Luke 24, he's getting ready to go to the cross of Calvary, right? And the disciples, they really weren't getting it. They weren't seeing what was happening. In Luke 24, 45, he says that he opened the scriptures unto them and gave them understanding. They gave them understanding. You know, Solomon says in Proverbs 4, 7, he says, wisdom is the principal thing, therefore get wisdom. But with all you're getting, get understanding. And understand. In other words, if we give all these things and you don't understand it, it never benefited you. I said it before and I'll say it again. The adversary cannot steal from you what you understand. He can only take from us what we're confused about. If I have understanding in something, he can't take it from me. Amen? Matter of fact, even the Apostle Paul in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 7, he said to his student Timothy, the Apostle Paul says, consider what I say, and the Lord give you understanding in all things. God doesn't want anybody confused. He's a God that does things decently in order. He'll give us understanding. Amen. And he says in Ephesians 1, that the eyes of our understanding, amen. In other words, my eyes are opened because I have understanding inside. Ephesians 1, let's go to verse 17, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling and what is the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. Amen. And in other words, God gives us instruction, and with instructions, he wants us to understand. So if I'm given instruction and imparted knowledge and I understand it, it becomes knowledge deposited. Amen. Amen. In other words, it's tattooed on my heart. It's there. And nothing can take it away. That's why the Bible says the Holy Spirit will bring to remembrance those things that you learn, because they come from the inner core of your being. They're not coming from up here. See, that's the problem. Everybody's trying to figure something out. Yeah, and the adversary brings all this confusion. It's the bait of Satan. He kind of confuses our minds. But God ministers to the heart. Satan can't get in there unless you let him in there. That's a protected barrier. Amen. That's a protected realm. That's the home of God. That's the temple of the Holy Spirit. He's living in our inner core, in our inner being. Amen. He wants us to give us instruction in life, and that we understand that we may obtain knowledge. And when we walk in that knowledge, look out. You know, I want you to understand, some of the brightest people in the world are sitting in this room. It isn't your mind. The Bible says we have the mind of Christ. Amen? And I would say he's the most brilliant man in the world. He's God. Amen? And you're pretty brilliant too. Don't get me wrong. You're a legend in your own mind. Just kidding. In other words, if we would just get the value of this little book, the Bible says, study to show thyself approved, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. In other words, it's not going, I shared this last night, I tried this formula, it doesn't work. Here I am, abide in me, I pray. Here I am waiting for you. Doesn't work. And I want you to get a hold of something. I want you to listen to this. I want you to get this today. I want you to get this today. God would rather you read a couple verses, meditate upon it, memorize it, deposit it, than read whole chapters and books. Because what can't the enemy steal? What's in your heart? And when I memorize it and I place it in my heart, the adversary can't take that. Amen? That's my secret place. That's my secret place. That's the place that's open just between me and the Father when I'm praying in the Spirit. That's that doorway that's opened up from heaven. Not here, it's here. Amen? Hallelujah. So we're looking at knowledge. Look with me in Proverbs 22. Verse number 17. It says, bow down thine ear and hear the words of the wise and apply thy heart unto my knowledge. For it is a pleasant thing if thou keep them within thee, they shall withal be fitted in thy lips. You know, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth. That thy trust may be in the Lord, I have made known to thee this day, even to thee. Amen. What the Lord wants us to just get a hold of is, hey, follow instructions. Ask for understanding. And watch knowledge increase in you. Let me look with me in Romans chapter 11. He's fine. What? The what? Right there. Okay. Somebody in the nursery? Romans 11:33. I love children. The little boy wouldn't bother me, neither does the little girl. Amen. Jesus loves the little children, all the children of the world. Hallelujah. Yep. Hallelujah. Chapter 11, verse number 33. He says, oh, the depth and the riches both of the wisdom and knowledge of God, how unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out. For who have known the mind of the Lord, and who have been his counselor? Or who have first given to him, and it shall not be recompensed to him again. For of him, and through him, and to him are all things. To him be glory forever and ever. Amen. In other words, you can search, and you can study, and you can study, and you can study, and he'll show you something new every day. Amen. 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 I don't think there's anybody that's ever obtained the full knowledge of God and are living on this earth. Amen. Praise God. Look with me in 2 Timothy, and I'm going to just, 2 Timothy chapter 3. We're living in the last days, and these are perilous times, so it's important for us to have revelation and understanding what God is saying to the body of Christ. He says this in chapter 3, 2 Timothy 3, verse number 1. He says this, "Know also that in the last days perilous times shall come, for men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. For of this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women laden with sins, led away with diverse lust, ever learning, but never able to come to the knowledge of the truth." That's because it stays in the head. It never gets to the heart. "Now as Jannes and Jambres, which withstood Moses." Now, just right here in this scripture, understand, this is the only place that their names are mentioned. These names aren't mentioned anywhere but here. But as studying this goes back to the magicians in Exodus chapter 7 that threw down their rods and the rods became snakes. And then Moses threw down his rod and it became a serpent and ate the two serpents that were the two posts that were there. And he said, "So that these also resist the truth, men of corrupt minds, reprobate concerning the faith. But they shall proceed no further, for their folly shall be manifested to all men, as theirs also was." Amen. So at the end, Christ is going to munch up all this darkness in one day. You know, it's going to be overcome by light. We serve the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We serve the Alpha and the Omega. We serve the beginning and the end. We serve the first and last and everything in between. We're on the winning team. I don't care what it looks like, what it seems like, what the world has to say. You're serving the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and we win the war. Amen. I saw the finish. I read the end of the book, and we're winners. Everyone in the room is a winner. You're more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus. You're the head, you're not the tail. You're blessed. You're above and you're not beneath. Amen? You got to get a hold of who you are and recognize who we are in Christ Jesus. That no weapon formed against us will prosper, and every tongue that rises up, we shall condemn. Amen? That's our heritage as children of God. Amen? Amen? God wants us that when we have these instructions to take notice, to understand, and then that knowledge gets deposited deep in our hearts. In my heart there.
In my heart there rings a melody of love.
Go ahead, the verse.
I have a song that Jesus gave me. It was sent from heaven above. There never was a sweeter melody. This is a melody of love. In my heart there rings a melody with heaven's harmony. In my heart there rings a melody of love.
Amen. You know, amen. And this in this word, I want you to understand something. God's love. God isn't here to beat anybody up. He isn't here to tell you all that's wrong with you. He's here to tell you that he loves you and he has a plan in his life. He gives us a pattern to follow so that we can live victoriously with success. Amen? God wants us to be successful.
Amen?
Amen. You know, he's come to heal the brokenhearted, to set liberty the captives, to give sight to the blind. Amen? That's what we're here for. God wants us to see through his eyes. Amen? We've been looking through our own eyes, and he wants to get this in our hearts that we may see through the eyes of Christ. Look at me in closing in Hebrews chapter 10, verse number 26. The Word of God says this. He says, "For if we sin willfully after we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifices for sins." And I believe in this world that we live in, and especially in the body of Christ, that there's so many that are caught up with the sin of this world because it's just head knowledge, not heart knowledge. Amen. See, God's a God that wants to take residence within us. He wants to be our not only our Savior, but He wants to be our Lord. You know what a Lord is? A Lord is like, hey, there's a throne on my heart, and I'm going to put Him in control. I'm going to give Him control of my life. And so then it's no longer I that's living, but it's Christ that's living in me. Isn't that awesome? Isn't that awesome? That no matter where I buy them late night concerts, I got to wake up this row. Who'd y'all go see last night? You didn't wake Lily up. Who was at the concert last night? Newsboys. Amen. So in closing today, what is God saying? See, first, if you receive His word, it'll reach your heart. And once it reaches your heart, you'll be able to retain it. How many go through all the times and are constantly forgetting things? Is it? I want you to understand, that's why the Bible says that you raise your children in the things of God, and when they're older, it won't depart from them because it gets in their hearts because they have childlike faith. He says, raise them up in the way they should go, and in the older, they will not depart from it. God wants you to know that He has a plan in every heart and every life. And you may be here today, and you may be brokenhearted. God's the healer of hearts. God's the healer of hearts. He wants to move in our hearts and lives. The choice is us. You know what? God is a perfect gentleman. You know, he says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. And He's not banging. He's not kicking. He's gently knocking. And He says, if any man hear my voice and open the door, I'll come in and sup with him and he with me. That's what He says today. He's just plainly, hey, instructions, notice, and knowledge. He wants us to tattoo it on our hearts. Bow your heads and let us pray. Father, we're so grateful for Your word. I'm grateful that You sent Your word here to accomplish what You sent it to do. First and foremost, if you're here today and you do not know Jesus, maybe you haven't accepted Him as your Lord and Savior, today may be the day of your salvation. If you would like to receive, if anybody here would like to receive Jesus, would you just slip up your hand and say, I need Jesus. I see the hand. You may put it down. Is there another? I see the hand. You may put it down. Is there another here today? I see the hand. You may put it down. Is there another here today? Pastor, I've had head knowledge, but I haven't had heart knowledge. Is that you? Hallelujah. I'm going to ask you to come and meet me here. If you raise your hand, take a bold step. God had a small crowd here today just so you could just come. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. May everybody bow your heads and pray. What we're going to do here is I just want to explain what we're doing. First, we're going to transfer our trust to Jesus Christ alone for our salvation. Are you willing to do that? Secondly, we're going to acknowledge that He died on the cross. He arose from the grave. He paid the penalties for our sins. He purchased a place in heaven. Are you willing to do that? Three, we're going to ask Him, ask Him to forgive our sins. What repentance is I'm going this direction, and I'm going to turn around and say, now I'm going to follow Jesus. Are you willing to do that? Fourth is we're going to make Him Lord of our life. We're gonna place him on the throne and give him control. You willing to do that? All right, let me pray for you first. I'm gonna pray with y'all, okay? Hallelujah. Father, I thank you for these hearts, Father God. I thank that thankful that these hearts are open to receive you today, Father God. And we thankful, I'm thankful, Lord, that you're faithful. So say with me, say, dear Jesus, come into my heart as my Lord and my Savior. I acknowledge you died on the cross. You arose from the grave. You paid the penalty for my sins. You purchased me a place in heaven. Father, forgive me all my sins. Write my name in the Lamb's Book of Life. Thank you, Jesus, for saving my soul and making me whole. Now, Lord, you said in your word that you would give me a helper. Holy Spirit, take residence within me. My body is now your temple. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.